We all have hopes, dreams, plans that we tend to dust off and reflect upon at this time of year. Maybe this year things will be different. Maybe things will get better. Maybe the Lord will finally show up. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's the most natural thing in the world in these first few days of the year to be thinking that way, to be turning our hopes and plans over in our minds. Will they come to fruition this year? Who knows? It's a bit hit and miss. So having taken them off the shelf and polished them yet again, we put them safely back and get on with our lives. With all the things we have to do, and in the blink of an eye, those hopes, dreams, and plans fade into the background. But what if it was never meant to be like that? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Now that verse is often misread, or at least misremembered. People say, commit your plans to the Lord. But no, actually it says, commit your work to the Lord. Your deeds, your actions, the things that crowd your day to the point where you lose focus on your dreams, your hopes, your plans. Literally roll those works over to God. Take them out of your hands and place them in His. Do them for Him, and then your plans, quite literally, will stand. So what's God saying to you and me here? That by living our lives fully committed to Him, by serving Him with all our hearts, far from fading into the background, our plans will be established by Him. So again, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The best way I know of committing my works, my life, my all each day to the Lord is in prayer. And friend, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.